This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A major solar storm's allowed millions of people throughout the U.S. to see the northern lights this weekend. They're normally only visible from northern latitudes.
It's the biggest storm geomagnetically that we've had in about 21 years.
Robert Steenball with NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center said this does present a challenge for infrastructure, but so far no major disruptions have been reported to power grids or GPS systems. It was a violent night in Atlanta. Two people were killed, four were hurt in a nightclub shooting hours after three police officers were shot and wounded as they confronted an armed man. That man was killed. The officers in stable condition, two expected to undergo surgery. Israel telling people in the southern Gaza city of Rafah to leave for expanded humanitarian zones, but aid groups say those areas are not safe. And as former President Trump's criminal trial resumes tomorrow in New York, his longtime fixer Michael Cohen expected to testify. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Environmentalists are fighting the Department of Natural Resources over a large central Wisconsin factory farm. As Mike Moan reports, the case shows how concerned communities are.
The group Midwest Environmental Advocates is representing Portage County residents in a lawsuit that claims the DNR reached an illegal settlement with a large livestock facility for a wastewater permit. At issue is whether the state should have allowed public input. MEA staff attorney Adam Boskell says as concentrated animal feeding operations gain a bigger footprint, data is becoming clear about the harm to local resources.
We're seeing concerns over capos in western Wisconsin, too, where there have been significant spills and fish kills.
Boskell points to 2018 county data showing elevated nitrate levels in private wells, saying it rises above the traditional not-in-my-backyard opposition. The DNR couldn't comment on the lawsuit, but some farm groups say large ag facilities have to adhere to strict regulations as they help feed the world. Boskell says people who live near these sites aren't regulators. They're individuals asking for responses to what they feel is a growing crisis.
I really think that we need to stop just accepting that CAFOs can externalize the costs of environmental contamination onto the communities that live downstream or downwind.
Wisconsin currently has nearly 340 CAFOs as consolidation in agriculture outmuscles smaller independent farms. Even though the DNR is targeted in the new lawsuit, the agency was being defended by the state in a separate case for maintaining the permit process for these projects. That suit was brought by industry groups who say they're being overregulated. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Bucks making some changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks firing three of their assistant coaches, some who were hired by Adrian Griffin, others who work for Mike Budenholzer. Coach Bud now has a new job as head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Assistant Joe Prunty, who was filled in as an interim head coach, will remain with the team. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a new wide receiver. Joseph Griffin Jr. out of Boston College has entered the transfer portal. Griffin played for Jeff Hafley before he became the Packers' new defensive coordinator. The Packers held their annual charity softball game at the Timber Rattlers Stadium. Donald Driver announcing he's stepping down as host and handing the duties over to quarterback Jordan Love.
I have this opportunity to pass it to what I feel is the future quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love.
To get it from a legend like this, for him, like he said, when he hit me up when I first got drafted and he's been in my ears, it's awesome.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-3 win over the Cardinals last night. That series wrapping up today. We'll recap later on with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies for today. A southwest breeze, highs in the lower 80s, and there will be a chance, at least a slight chance, of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. A better chance arriving for Sunday night. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s. Right now it's 43.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin. Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. Right, it takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trigby Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Diabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1 minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Home of the Don Rosen Morning Show, weekdays 6 till 8. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Good morning, everybody. It's Lou Regatta again. The music of the stars is on the air.
Good morning and welcome to All Saints and You on AM 1400 WRJN, a program on health and related issues brought to you by All Saints Healthcare. It's intended to be used for informational purposes only. All questions and answers will be of current medical information. However, this medical information should not be used to replace advice or direction given by your will accept no responsibility for misuse of information. And now, here's Marcia Cunningham.
As long as I live, I will never forget the songs my mother loved. And though she is gone, I remember them yet. The songs my mother loved. Each night, when the family chores were all through, we'd gather around her and sing. No harm could befall us, for somehow we knew how safe we were under her wing. I pray at the end of each day, an angel sings from above. The songs my mother loved.
No harm could befall us, for
And now when I pray, at the end of each day, an angel sings from above. The songs my mother loved.
Good morning, everybody. It's Lou Regatta, and that's Milton Berle. Milton Berle, who wrote hundreds of songs.
The Third World War, and we will soon be hit with a silent, untraceable attack on America that, unfortunately, very few see coming. This attack will be unlike.
Monica Mancini, Hank's little daughter.
Baby mine, don't. You cry, baby mine, dry your eyes, rest your head close to my heart, never to part, baby of mine. They say, let those eyes sparkle and shine, never a tear, baby of mine. If they knew, sweet little you, they'd end up loving you too. All those same people who scold you, what they'd give for the right to hold you from your head to your toes. You're not much, goodness knows, but you're so precious to me, cute as can be, baby of mine. Baby of mine.
Music of the Stars. Isn't that great? That's Frank Churchill. Doris Day, next up.
Senza fine tu trascini la nostra vita senza un attimo di respiro per sognare per poter ricordare ciò che abbiamo già vissuto senza fine tu sei un attimo senza fine non hai ieri non hai
a sweet tune from Peter Pan. Hey, the music of the stars. Happy Mom's Day, everybody. I got a few treats for you on the line.
Offering a free Lancome gift. Inside, you'll find beauty icons like the Genevieve.
Have another one from Doris Day in just a moment. We'll be right back. great Mom's Day tune from an Alfred Hitchcock picture. The Man Who Knew Too Much. There, I've given it away. Ethel Merman.
Oh, I'll be riding high that perfect day when you and love and I go sailing away. And I take you back home with me to meet my favorite family. They're the best family yet. And I'm certain if you met my mother,
Ethel Merman at her best. They hired her because they didn't need an amplifier up on stage. Lady could project that voice. And speaking of projecting, Dean Martin movies, this guy. Well, here's Helen Primo said, my dad used to set up groups of Navy personnel to go out to NBC when Dean had the show. He would hang out with Dean Martin every time. And Dean and Helen's dad would speak in Italian. He was always nice to everybody, a funny and a great guy. Now, Dean's doctor would sometimes tell him about a patient who needed surgery, but the patient didn't have the money to pay for it. Well, Dean, you guessed it, he would help by paying the whole hospital bill, but it was kept secret. Another guy who did that was Frank Sinatra. There's a story about Lee J. Cobb. No time to tell it now, but I will. Never be another bunch of guys like the Rat Pack ever. Helen says, growing up, Frank and Dean, my heroes, and I still watch their movies today. That's the music of the stars. This is from a mob movie, Robin and the Seven Hoods. Maybe you know what I'm doing. This song doesn't fit in with the movie, but so what?
Any man who loves his mother is man enough for me. Brightening her hours, sending her flowers, though it's no anniversary. Many men want fame and fortune. It's gold they love to see. But I say a man who loves his mother is man enough for me. Many men love dogs and kittens and pet them constantly. Show me a man who loves his mother as much as she wants to be, and I'll show you a man who's a lot like me.
As a clip from Robin and the Seven Hoods. Story like Damon Runyon would write.
I bow to a mechanic. I hate to be a sore winner, but your cushions are a little tired. Threw me off my game.
Too bad. Pay him, baby.
I am the red clay canyons of the Colorado River. I'm the old Dominion in the rain. I'm a windswept battlefield at Vicksburg. I'm the last 2 minutes of the game. I'm an Indiana cornfield on a hot summer's day. I'm a popsicle and I'm the popcorn at the park. I'm suburban, I'm a slum, a forgotten fife and drum. I am underground Atlanta, after dark. I'm a street fight and a crap game up in Harlem. I'm the Rams. And I'm your old Kentucky home. I'm a politician's cheater. I'm a two cheeseburger eater. I'm a couple. I'm a crowd. And I am alone.
Nancy Sinatra. Three Stooges.
Give thanks for the birds in the springtime, singing their songs to cheer you along. The raindrops bring happy hours, God's teardrops to bless the flowers. You kneel and pray and give thanks for your blessings each day.
Give thanks for the wonderful sunshine that helps you to smile when you're blue.
Give thanks for the birds in the springtime singing their song to cheer you along.
The raindrops bring happy hours, God's teardrops to bless the flowers.
Give thanks every day when you kneel and pray, and give thanks for your blessings each day.
night from Mo.
Good night from Larry.
Good night from Joe.
Good night from the Three Stooges.
Sleep tight, kids.
Good night.
Shh.
Whoa! Well, as I live, I'm seeing things. Three of them.
Boys, you remember Sergeant McGillicuddy?
Yeah, his mother and my mother are both mothers.
Now they helped us win the war.
Sergeant, take these men over to Fort Stinger. They're in your charge.
With pleasure.
You wanted a job, huh?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? You, boxcars wasn't good enough for you, was it?
I don't know. I'm a stowaway.
Well, stow this away.
Whoa. Leave him alone, will you?
I'll leave him alone. We'll get there. Whoa!
Attention! Why didn't you guard the captain?
Why didn't you guard the captain?
Why didn't you guard the captain? Why didn't you guard the...
You'll face a firing squad for this.
Oh, Sergeant, give us another chance.
We'll save the captain, honest we will.
Remember, your mother and my mother are both mothers.
On his father's side.
Here's Sylvia Sims on The Music of the Stars.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last? How do you keep the song from fading too fast? How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way? How do you not run out of new things to say? And since we know we're always changing, how can it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart. Each time you hear his name. I know the way I feel for you is not. Not see forever, forever. If we can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows. With any luck, then I suppose the music never ends. The music never ends.
Sylvia Sims. That's from the movie Best Friends. Music of the Stars. Michelle Legrand. There's nobody better. WRJN. Radio Park Racine. For Mother's Day. Hmm?
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last?
How do you keep the song from fading too fast? How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way? How do you not run out of new things, things to say? And since we know we're always changing, how can it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear, each time you hear her name. I know the way I feel for you is now or never. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in your eyes I may not see forever, forever. If we can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music, it never ends. I know the way I feel for you, it's now or never. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in your eyes I may not see forever, forever. If we can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends.
Alan and Marilyn Bergman. That's Quincy Jones with Francis Albert Sinatra.
God put a song in the heart of an angel.
Stan Kenton.
And softly she sang it to me.
I get to thinking lots of times about back when I was a lad, of the old home place where I grew up, of the days both good and bad. My clothes were hand-me-downs, my shoes were full of holes. I used to walk 4 miles to school every day through the rain, the sleet, and the cold. I've seen the nights when my daddy would cry for the things that his family would need, but all he ever got was a badland farm and 7 hungry mouths to feed. And yet our home fire never flickered once. When all these things would go wrong, Mama took the hymn book down and Mama sang a song.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
I've been rocked to sleep many a night to the tune of What a Friend. And come morning, Rock of Ages would wake me gently once again, and then Daddy would reach up and he'd take the Bible down and he'd read it. read it loud and long. And I always felt that maybe our home was blessed when Daddy would say, Mama, sing a song. Sister left home first, I guess, and then Bob, and then Tommy, and then Dan. By then, Dad's hair was turning white, and I had to be my mama's little man. But it seemed that as Daddy's back grew weak, my mother's faith just grew strong. And those were the greatest days of all, when Mama sang a song.
Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee.
I guess the house is still standing. I don't get to go back much anymore. No voice is left to fill those halls, and no steps to grace the floor. For you see, my mother sings in heaven now around God's golden throne. But I'll always believe that this world is a better place because one time my mama sang a song.
Precious memories flood my soul.
That really is Stan Kenton. Pretty cool, huh? Barbara Streisand.
My sister's little boy came into the kitchen one evening while she was fixing supper, and he handed her a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping her hands on an apron, she took it in her hands and she read it, and this is what it said. For more in the yard, $5. If I make it up my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. And for getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed $14.75. Well, she looked at him standing there and expecting, and 1,000 memories flashed through her mind. So she picked up the pen and turned the paper over, and this is what she wrote. For the 9 months I carried you, son. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. Well, you know, when I think about that, I think about the day that Jesus went out on Calvary and gave his life as a ransom for me. When I think on the words, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And I like to think that the very minute that he shedded his blood, my debt was paid in full. And I want you to know today, when you add it all up, the full cost of real love is no charge.
One night, my child was at the dining room table, and he was working on an assignment for school. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm supposed to do a paper on things my mother taught me. Well, he had been at work on that thing for about 45 minutes, just writing his little heart out. And I thought, you know, I had no idea that so many things had really stuck, you know. He was really going to town on it. So I said, do you mind if I read it when you're finished? And he said, not at all. These are things my mother taught me. My mother taught me logic. Like, if you fall off that swing and break your neck, you can't go to the store with me. My mother taught me medicine. Like, if you don't stop crossing your eyes, they're going to freeze that way. And then he added this, I love this. There is no cure, no telethon, and no research program being funded at the moment for frozen eyes. My mother taught me ESP. Put your sweater on. Don't you think I know when you're cold? She taught me finances. I told you the Tooth Fairy is writing checks because computerized billing is easier for the IRS. My mother taught me to meet a challenge. Where's your sister? And don't talk with food in your mouth. Answer me. And my mother taught me humor. When that lawnmower cuts off your toes, don't come running to me.
Irma Bombeck. Music of the Stars. Elmer Bernstein. Stand by for CBS News. The Music of the Stars till high noon.
Use the Sleep Number smart bed.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a mother. God said, I need somebody willing to get up each day, feed the dog, mow the grass, trim the weeds, feed the dog again, cook supper, and do it all again the next day without batting an eye. So God made a mother. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn baby and watch him cry, then dry their eyes and say everything will be all right. I need somebody who can change diapers, warm bottles, put on cartoons, and find a pacifier, all while not letting the dinner pot boil over. Someone who, after five children, can still find the strength to raise just one more. So God made a mother. God said, I need somebody strong enough to conquer cancer and lose a parent, but gentle enough to wrap wounds and tie shoes and pull a splinter from a spaniel's paw. We'll sit still for an hour so as not to wake a sleeping grandson. It had to be somebody who would feed others first and always eat last. Someone to seed, weed, feed, knead, and bake, and mow, and sew, and clean, and fold the clothes, and pour the milk, and clear the table, and finish her hard week's work by solving just one last problem. Somebody who'd lose the thing closest to her, but still hold a family together. Who would laugh, and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when her kids say, "We want to live our lives like you and Dad did." So God made a mother.
The Music of the Stars. Thanks for being here, everybody, on this Mother's Day. Stand by for CBS News. Here's Doris Day on The Music of the Stars.
The angel voice that bids you kisses your cheek, whispers sleep tight. Your mother and mine, your mother and mine, the helping hand that guides you along, whether you're right, whether you're wrong, your mother and mine, your mother. Tell you her worth, your heart must say, heaven on earth, another word for divine.
Music of the Stars. Stand by for news. Be right back.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.